Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about how our lug nuts are no longer swollen. Lug nuts are no longer swollen. And of course, what we're getting at here is the fact that I did a story a while back called Are Your Lug Nuts Swollen? And I was talking about how there was a lawsuit against Ford Motor Company over some lug nuts that were swelling and causing problems. And so the funny thing is that I was not aware of that problem as a common problem with vehicles. Only because of the 15 or 20 cars I've owned in my life, none of them ever had bad swollen lug nuts. So the interesting thing is that after I did the story, quite a few people weighed in and said, Steve, this is an old story. It's an old problem. Well, yeah, the problem might be old, but the lawsuit it was based on was new. So I did that. But the funny thing is that I've owned many Ford vehicles, and it turns out that many Ford vehicles have got this problem, just none of the ones I had. So here's the thing. The story needs to be updated because according to a story on carcomplaints.com by David A. Wood, which, by the way, I believe is a very good story, and it's the first place I spotted this. I had several people send it to me, so I'm going to tell you right now that if you see a story in the news that updates something I talked about on my podcast, please let me know. But here's the situation. The lawsuit that Ford Motor Company had filed has now been dismissed in its entirety, because the judge ruled the plaintiffs presented no legally viable claims. That's bad. You know, I've filed many lawsuits in my career. I don't think I've ever had one where the judge just dismissed it and said, Mr. Leto, you've presented no legally viable claims. So I got that going for me. According to the proposed class action lawsuit, this is the one that got thrown out. The lug nuts on these Ford vehicles would swell, deform, and crack, making it nearly impossible to remove the lug nuts to change the tires. The alleged problem is blamed on vibrations from the road, temperature changes, and moisture that deform the lug nuts. And what we're talking about here is basically these are two-piece lug nuts. And there's different kinds of metal involved, and obviously with corrosion or temperature changes and things of that nature, they can have problems. And I've heard complaints from people who said that on their vehicles, when the lug nuts are like that, if you don't catch it soon enough, it's a bear to get them off. So the plaintiffs in the lawsuit claimed that the Ford F-150, the F-350, the Escape, the Flex, the Focus, and the Fusion were all equipped with two-piece lug nuts that have steel cores with chrome, aluminum, or stainless steel caps. However, the lawsuit alleged that automakers should have used one-piece solid steel lug nuts instead of the two-piece nuts with caps. But like I said, many people pointed out to me that these two-piece lug nuts have been used for years. Yeah, it's a problem, but everyone knows about it. So if you have a vehicle with these lug nuts, you might want to consider replacing them yourself. And if you're a Ford Motor Company, I think you might want to consider getting rid of these things. But I have also heard that other companies use them too, so it's not just Ford. The lawsuit claimed Ford used the two-piece capped lug nuts to save money. And attorneys for vehicle owners admitted in court that the two-piece lug nuts are actually more expensive to purchase than other lug nuts, which was an important point that was caught by the U.S. District Court Judge Stephen J. Murphy III. And so the interesting thing is, if they didn't save money using them, then there must be another reason. And I suspect that the other reason is, guess what? They look better, at least initially. Based on court documents, the plaintiffs claim Ford owners must pay labor costs to get the swollen lug nuts removed, then must pay to replace the lug nuts that Ford allegedly should pay to replace. One of the plaintiffs says he paid nearly $60 to replace the lug nuts for just one wheel on his Ford Fusion. In Ford's motion to dismiss the lawsuit, the automaker says that the lengthy complaint contained nonsensical claims that don't prove the lug nuts were defective or a safety hazard. The judge came down on the side of Ford, including for alleged violations of laws of each of the 50 states, even though the plaintiffs made allegations for only 27. That's even worse. So the judge actually said, guys, you only alleged this in 27 states. I'm ruling right now that in all 50 you lose, so don't even bother trying to amend your complaint because you lose. According to the judge, the plaintiffs don't allege injuries in states other than their own or base their claims on other states' laws, and this caused the judge to rule the plaintiffs lack standing to bring claims under the laws of the remaining 23 states. The plaintiffs did not fare any better with breach of warranty claims against the automaker, because the judge ruled there were no facts to support the claims under the Magnus-Moss Warranty Act or under state laws. And that's the question. You know, did these things fail within a warranty period? And if so, would they be covered by the warranty? And everybody I've talked to has said, well, yeah, these things, when they fail, it fails way down the road, not probably within a warranty period. So it depends, I guess. But plaintiffs claimed that Ford should have replaced and repaired the lug nuts under warranty, but the judge noted none of the plaintiffs presented their vehicles to Ford within the warranty periods. Hey, it turns out I was right about that. Part of the requirements of the new vehicle limited warranty is that an owner present the vehicle to a Ford dealer during 3 years or 36,000 miles within, you know, from the time of purchase. Only one plaintiff claimed he had done anything within that period. However, the plaintiff says he took the lug nuts to a dealer but never took his vehicle in to the dealer, and that was an action not covered under the clear terms of the warranty. So the judge further ruled that fraud and consumer protection claims failed because the plaintiffs didn't allege necessary facts to plead the claims. And I can tell you right now that when you're pleading fraud in most states, they say you have to plead fraud with specificity, meaning you've actually got exact details and facts. You can't just say that guy defrauded me or that company defrauded me. You've actually got to get in there and say, here's how they defrauded me. They did this, then they did this. This was false, this, blah, blah, blah. And you've got to lay out all the elements of fraud with detail in most states, or the case will get kicked, or at least sent out and make, you know, you'll have to, you know, rewrite it. According to the court, the plaintiffs failed to provide facts that prove Ford was even aware of the complaints. Well, that's a little unusual, because if you were to go to NHTSA, I can't imagine that Ford Motor Company doesn't follow NHTSA and all the complaints that NHTSA gets. The swollen lug nut lawsuit also failed in asserting claims of unjust enrichment, as the judge ruled there was no sufficient facts to establish Ford benefited from customers complaining about the lug nuts. Yeah, and that's the funny thing, is if you bring your vehicle into the dealership and say, fix these under warranty, when Ford says no, the dealership charges you to replace them. So Ford doesn't get unjustly rich there. If anybody does, it's the dealership, but the dealer's going to say, hey, we didn't put these two-piece lug nuts in your car to begin with. Ford did. So in dismissing the lawsuit, the judge ruled Ford couldn't have made money by not having to purchase new lug nuts for customers or dealers, considering the vehicles were no longer under warranty. So Judge Murphy said, because the court already determined the plaintiffs failed to adequately plead presentment within the warranty period, the second basis for the unjust enrichment claims necessarily is without merit. The Ford swollen lug nuts lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. That's where I am. Case is called Wozniak et al. Versus Ford Motor Company. And the plaintiffs were represented by a couple different big law firms known to handle those kinds of cases. Again, this article I just read to you, the bulk of that's from David A. Wood's article on carcomplaints.com. And they mentioned that at Car Complaints, they've received complaints regarding Ford vehicles, including the F-150, 350, Escape, Flex, Focus, and Fusion. But you'll notice that my beloved Explorer is not on that list. So frequent viewers of my videos know that I often talk about the fact that I do, in fact, drive a Ford Explorer, and I've owned a few, and I have an almost fetish-like love of that vehicle because they've treated me so well. I know other people who've had different kinds of experiences with their Ford Explorers. Not as good as mine, I guess. But, like I said, that's why I was not aware of this. I've owned a lot of vehicles over the years, everything from Army trucks to a Chevy Vega, a Gremlin at one point in my life, a 69 Dodge Charger, bunch of Explorers, Chevy Impala, M35 Army truck I mentioned, which had a whole different set of lugs in the back because there was dual wheels. But again, never saw the two-piece lug nuts complained of in this case. But like I said, I've heard about them now, because people have commented on the video. So as of right now, the lawsuit regarding the swollen lug nuts dismissed by the court, and it does not look good for refiling, but you never know. They might try to refile it. We'll see what happens. So if they do, I'll update you. Otherwise, as always, questions or comments, fire them below. Talk to you later.